Hey there, welcome to episode 124, Fresh Air at 5. In this episode, I'm going to share with you some learning I've done, some reflections that I've done, a really fantastic podcast on the middle of it as I talk about failure and what does that mean, as I heard from Tom Shimmer and others. So take a listen, thanks so much, and enjoy Fresh Air at 5, episode 124.
I'm AJ Bianco, host of Reflect Ed, a part of the Education Podcast Network. Just like the show you're listening to now, shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Fresh Air at 5, the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Carpenter. Fresh Air at 5 is my regular attempt to exercise by walking about my neighborhood to take in podcast content, then reflect in an unedited video, which I finally post to my Twitter channel. This podcast will be a regular collection of the audio from these selfie videos. You can follow me on Twitter at Fresh Air at 5 or check out my website, briancarpenter.com, for other content I have created and collected. Morning, PLN. It is Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. The last day of May. I cannot believe that we have rushed through the school year as fast as we have. It's been moving, and these days, it seems like it's moving even faster. I have been so busy, and it's been good, the things that we were getting done. Students are engaging in their learning. A lot are panicking, actually. My online students are panicking right now because we're getting to the end of the semester, and they need their marks for their report cards and universities and things like that, and they've been putting it off. So, well, that's the way it is. That's the way online school is. Sometimes that self-paced, that's the way it works. All right, this morning, as I'm out walking, I listened to Cami Kanikin's Bring Us, episode 4.01 of Prairie Rose Possibilities from Southern Alberta. And good morning, Cami. Nice to hear your voice again. And this is season 4, as you are doing a year-end check-in with the Prairie Rose Possibilities projects going on in the Prairie Rose School District, where you are. You were at talking with Kirsten McCurdy out of Warren Pierce School in Southern Alberta in Acadia, and it's a K-9 school, maybe? I think that's what I heard. And the students were working in the makerspace with Kirsten and bringing their learning to life through the makerspace experience. I find it fascinating that out in farmland there, that makerspace is such a unique thing. I guess it's the learning, the intentionality of goals in a space that is educational as opposed to necessary in getting things done around the farm. So that's my lack of understanding of where the students are at right now. But I'm glad to hear that, Kirsten, you've learned some skills yourself. The students are learning skills, and those words of persistence and tenacity and craftsmanship are part of the everyday vocabulary now. All right, take a listen to Prairie Rose Possibilities and check out what's going on in Southern Alberta. Okay, bye, Cami. Okay, bye. One more thing for May 31, 2023. I listened to Evolving with Gratitude, one of my regular listens, because it fills me with joy and gratitude and reminds me that this grind that we are on sometimes that we forgot in the middle of the pressure and the busyness of it all, that, gratitude can help us get through the grind. And remind us of the joy of life. And yes, I hear Brian Martin's voice saying, you know, remember, we got another sunset or sunrise coming. And that's so important. So, okay, Lainey Rowell has on guest on Evolving with Gratitude, episode 59, Dr. Marcus Bielan. And Marcus, it was so good to hear you talk about your educational journey and your story about how you have arrived today. And, you know, it's like we see these people in media that have arrived, and we're like, whoa, look, they've arrived. But you talk about the hard work and about the journey that you've been on. As being a building principal now for 13 years, you are significantly younger than me, and you are still making a difference because you have faith in what you're doing and unapologetic leadership. I appreciated hearing you talk about, you know, the positive and bringing the positive in your building as, you know, looking at and finding those moments. There's probably a lot of negative, but focusing on the positive and sharing the positive is so very important. All right, your family is young and you are making a difference in many kids' lives through that process. Keeping it real, keeping it meaningful. So I applaud you and I thank you for sharing your journey. Congratulations on getting your doctorate. And, you know, it's not about that piece of paper, it doesn't sound like. It's about what you've learned along the way to be a better person. Lainey, fantastic. And thanks so much. And Marcus, your book. All right, that's all. Have a fabulous rest of your day, all. I got one more to listen to before we're done. Bye. The last thing for May 31st, 2023, here on episode 124, Fresh Air at 5, I want to bring you a new-to-me podcast that I came across as I was listening to the latest episode of Evolving with Gratitude with Lainey Rowell. So shout out to Lainey Rowell here, and thank you for having on guest Dr. Marcus Bielan. And Marcus, as I was listening to you talk with Lainey, she mentioned a podcast that you have, and I was like, I got to listen to this guy because he's young, enthusiastic, and energetic, has a family, has unapologetic leadership, meaning that he does what's in the best interest of kids before he takes care of what's in the best interest of adults. Because as educators, we get stuck in the space of wanting to have things a certain way. Okay, that's what I heard you talk about on Evolving with Gratitude. But the New to Me podcast I want to bring you, PLN and Fresh Air at 5 listeners, is Unapologetic Leadership with Dr. Marcus Bielan. And on episode 38, it's a short episode because it's a thank you episode to those around him. It's a reflective, what are you going to do as you process this school year? Because Marcus was at the time in the throes of the final stages and graduation and prom and all those things that happened at the end of a school year. And he had 700 students graduate from his high school, and that is a testament to his leadership and the staff that he has working with him to make it happen. Doesn't all happen because Marcus makes it happen, but he's the point of the spear, and he is out front and taking all the shots from parents and community around him. And you know, he has to stand firm to say, hey, it's in the best interest of kids. And that is awesome to have that celebration of those 700. So Marcus, thank you so much for your podcast. It's in my queue now, and I will do my best to include you in my Fresh Air at 5 walks in the morning. And welcome to Fresh Air at 5. All right, have a fabulous day, all, and take a listen and subscribe to Unapologetic Leadership. Okay, bye-bye. Hey, PLN, it's June 1, 2023. Welcome to June. Here we are. Can't believe we're actually at June. And there's some reasons why we can't believe that. One, because the year has gone so fast. We have accomplished so many things. We have so many things to accomplish yet before the end of the school year. And well, You know, summer's around the corner for us here in Canada, in our districts where we are working until the end of June, so that's encouraging. Those of you that are in the States that have finished already by the end of May, you're already into summer, so that's fantastic too. All right, this morning as I'm walking, I listened to episode 104 of the Tom Shimmer Show as Tom brings us provocation after provocation after provocation. Gets you thinking. This morning, I started walking and I listened to Tom talk about a reset on failure and how failure, looking in the perspective of what it means to fail, you know, as an elite athlete, talking about the Milwaukee Bucks losing in the NBA final and how that went down and the comments that were made to their star player, I can't remember his name, but how he responded, you know, is an unfortunate societal approach to failure, that if you don't win gold, silver's an absolute failure. You know, second place at elite levels is an absolute failure. My daughter yesterday was talking about, oh, I can't do math at all. And I'm like, no, don't talk that way. You can. You've been doing it. This question is particularly hard, and we're going to get through it. And she did, and it was awesome. Was that failure, or is that like a win? I think it's like a win. So a reset on failure, absolutely fantastic. Then we listen to part two with Dylan Williams as he talks with Tom about assessment, talks about performance versus learning and how do we use, you know, assessments, summative, you know, performative, et cetera, to dig at whether students have learned things. And so that's so important. And then the last segment, so is about the fake war on grading that was provoked by a superintendent in Arizona. So take a listen. Thanks so much. Appreciate all of you. And you're gonna have to listen to more of this. You'll hear more of this in the podcast because I've gone past 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Okay, bye-bye. All right, the last thing for June 1st, 2023. You know, I cut it short at the end of that last segment talking about episode 104 of the Tom Shimmer Show as Tom was interviewing Dylan Williams and talking about the difference between performance and learning. And something that I found curious is the utility of the multiple choice question and the multiple choice test as efficient grading practice, you know, and taking the time to write an effective test compared to getting students to write paragraphs that, you know, how do you know they actually wrote those paragraphs compared to digging down and drilling down on specific things. Yes, students can memorize those answers if they get to see them from other places, but the point is, is that a well-constructed multiple choice question can find out a lot about what students are understanding or misunderstanding. And then, you know, they go, oh, I made a mistake. Well, yeah, you did make a mistake. And, you know, but how do we authentically write multiple choice? So I thought that was curious and interesting. And in the last segment, the fake war on grading that Tom brought forth from a tweet that came out of Arizona. You know, it's so interesting how we talk about equity and compassion as being a weakness in our society by those that are not affected by the inequality. So yes, provoking. I would really strongly suggest that you take a listen to this episode because there's so much gold in it. The talk about failure and being where you are and being the best that you can be is not a failure. It's about you working hard and striving. And yeah, you might have that one moment that you didn't get that promotion, but that doesn't mean you're a failure. You know, it just means it wasn't your time. Just like sports athletes, it's not their time necessarily. My youngest is playing in the provincial rugby championships right now for school, and they beat the first team and just destroyed them. But that team's not a failure. They just got beat by a better team at that moment in time. All right, that's all I got. Have a fab day. I sure will. Okay, bye-bye. Hey, PLN, happy June 2nd, 2023. It's my mother-in-law's birthday today. Happy birthday, Rena. Hope you're doing well today. I'll call you later, and you'll never hear this probably. So, anyhow, as we're moving along here, it's been a very fast week. A lot going on, wrapping up things, learning about stuff, Hang on, I'll be right back.
Hey, I just ran into my neighbor who lives down the street, and our kids have been growing up together, so good to catch up. You know, it's important to run into those people every once in a while so that, you know, you can go, hey, yeah, we're on track, or things that are going on, and how's the community, and things like that. So, fantastic. All right, I listened to the Che and Pav Show, episode 126, as they talk about their experience as learning coaches. And I didn't know what to expect because I knew both of them had taken on roles this past year as middle school student success coaches. And being engaged in middle schools and making a difference in the bigger community than a single classroom. So as they're going through their year, they got some news and their positions were cut. And now they are occasional teachers for the regular teachers that have got leaves and things like that right now until the end of June. So, you know, Che and Pav, my heart goes out to you. I understand the angst a little bit because of my experience as a helping teacher for technology here and how I was hired on a short-term contract with hope that it would continue, but there was no money at the end. And I went, what the heck? Seriously, why not? And then, you know, we get into situations where we're in now and our, you know, number of, you know, helping teachers for technology have dwindled down, and two or three teachers are doing the heavy lifting for a whole district as we're transitioning. So I get it. I understand. You know, if you are a coach, I would encourage you to listen to this episode. If you're not a coach and you're a teacher, and you're wondering what the role of, you know, a coach or a helping teacher in your district is, take a listen to this episode. All right, I gotta go. It's Friday. Happy day. Okay, bye-bye.
As my one word for 2021 is appreciate, I appreciate you giving me a listen as I've created this podcast experience for you. It's a unique Blinkist or Cole's Notes version of the content I take in, like a highlight reel, so that you can hopefully find other interesting podcasts you may not have considered before. I've recorded the specific podcast episodes in the show notes for your learning convenience. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes. And if you enjoy this podcast and its format, share it with someone else. Tweet about your experience or give it a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Fresh Air at 5 can also be found on Voice Ed Radio. Your voice is right here and on the Education Podcast Network, podcast for educators, podcast by educators. I hope you have a fantastic day and get some fresh air before the day is out. And take care of yourself, because you're worth it.